B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back to Sounds of Sunday. We left off with, we had a 98.5 The Sports Hub fantasy show call, but now we'll get into the actual game broadcast proper. Bob Soucy. Are we actually going to try and do this as a game, T-Bone?
No.
Okay.
Do we have to guess if this is Soucy or not?
How many times will Bob Soucy say the word brown in 12 seconds?
I'm going to go 3. There's no way. You can't even say it more than 3 times.
4. I'll go 5.
Okay.
Just for fun.
Okay.
Not heard this yet. Here we go.
5-4, the Browns in their white jerseys with the brown numerals, the orange and brown stripes on the sleeves, brown pants with the brown and white stripes, and the Cleveland Browns' distinctive orange helmets with the brown and white stripes, the Patriots in their color rush blues.
Seven
times. That's not fair. He's describing the uniforms. He does it every game.
I think it's one of his most favorite times of the game.
They had the orange pants on.
Nautical blue for the Patriots.
It was a sexy throwback.
Did he get the color of the pants wrong?
Oh, replay.
Replay.
Oh, boy.
Replay.
All right. Hold on. I think it's about the 5th or 6th one, maybe.
Brown.
Here we go.
5-4, the Browns in their white jerseys with the brown numerals, the orange and brown stripes on the sleeves, brown pants with the...
Brown pants! How dare you, Soucy!
Erroneous! Those were orange pants.
Alright, well let's
God, they would look good.
Let's get to the start of the game. So there was a hiccup there before the game actually started, but then once the game was started, it was great for both Soucy and Zolak.
All right, to set the scene, beautiful weather here for an NFL football in Foxborough. Here's my voice. Here's your voice of the Patriots. My broadcast partner, Bob Soucy. I'm fired up.
So it is a great football day. Overcast here at Gillette Stadium as the voice tries to enunciate and pronounce correctly. 48 degrees, wind out of the...
I threw him off.
My voice. Out of his body. Watch this.
My glutes.
Go. Zoe was doing something, acting up, I believe, during the broadcast.
Oh, is it?
Soucy alluded to it as they were here on a break.
Automatic.
First ID on the Safety
down.
Insurance 98.5, the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. Here in Foxborough, Bob Soucy, along with Scott Zolak, yet again making his presence felt on the air and
in the booth.
Off the air.
At the beer.
Shotgun snap to Mac Jones.
Did you pass gas?
What was that?
Where's station ID for 10 seconds?
No, but he said you're making your presence known in the booth. Yeah. Off the air.
He also said something about eating onions.
Oh, I had, yeah. I had my bowl onions every morning.
You have a bowl of onions every morning?
Before the game, yeah. I like to saute them, yeah, with eggs. Fry them up.
Maybe you should skip that.
I like it. Like to taste onions in the morning.
All right, during a break, Zoe got confused about what song was playing over the stadium speakers. I remember this.
Wow. Oh, my God, they're playing Ballroom Blitz.
This is Dancing with Myself from Billy Idol. Dancing with myself.
Surprise, Capella knows that. It's not a Doors hit.
I texted him a picture of Fat Jim Morrison yesterday during the game and just said rock star. Like, seriously, the most anti-looking rock star photo of all time.
Literally Chaz Montgomery from Blade.
Yeah, Jim Morrison, rock and roll, man.
Chat. Chaz, whatever his name, Michael Montgomery. Yep.
Looked running the streets, you don't rise.
At least twice as good as Jim Morrison did in that fat Jim Morrison
touch
photo.
Touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
Finally.
What was that promise that you made? Did you tell me what she said?
Zoe, you talked about your pumpkin Duncan Reed last week.
This is not good.
Yes, and how it did not go well last week. You said you redeemed yourself this week.
I did.
All right. Well, let's listen and find out if you did actually redeem yourself on the Pumpkin Duncan Reed this week during the game.
You can sip through the holidays with a $2 medium holiday blend coffee at Duncan. America runs on Duncan. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions to apply.
Can we listen to that again, please?
I'm sorry. What am I getting from Duncan?
Through the holidays with a $2 medium holiday blend coffee at Duncan. Holiday blend coffee at Duncan.
Holiday what?
Holiday blend coffee
at Duncan.
I thought you
said Blumpkin.
No, I didn't say Blumpkin. It has nothing to do with pumpkin. There was no pumpkin within the read.
Can we say that?
Jim, bring the coffee down again. There was no pumpkin in the read.
You can't say that on the radio.
What?
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
What are you talking about?
You
medium holiday blend coffee at Duncan.
You can't say that. You always yell at me for doing that.
What happened?
You've never said that
word. You've never said that word.
What happened?
That word?
Yes.
On the radio?
Well, how would I yell at you for saying it if you've never said
it? You always yell at me for saying certain things on the radio.
Why can't you say that?
You're always on my case where I say, oh, come on, you can say that. Let's stretch the limits. And you just...
Wait a minute. No. Explain to me why you can't say it.
And you drop that on us?
No. No. We're not going to talk about it anymore.
America runs on Duncan. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions do apply. I wasn't never close to saying that word that you said. This is like that day when that side thing happened.
No, this
is not
much worse.
No, it isn't. In what way?
This was direct.
Hit.
Wait a minute.
There's no way around.
I don't even know what it means. I'm serious.
Well, I am not. I'm not going to tell you until we get off the air. No, no. At 2 o'clock, I'll tell you what it means. I'll tell you at 2 o'clock. Not now. Okay, well, you cannot be trusted.
I'm
going to Google it.
I can't believe the both of you just did that.
Don't Google it on a work computer, please.
I had trouble with that last week. Pumpkin's a pumpkin Duncan. Pumpkin Duncan. Lauf typed out incorrectly. Not lawful. Lauf typed it out, right?
So have they removed most of the pumpkin products from the shelves now?
Mine's all disintegrated on my front step. It's like it's become part of the stairs. I'm not even touching it because I don't even want to look underneath it. What's there? It's like half the pumpkin's left.
Capello really laughed at that last one. He thought that was funny. That your pumpkin
he
laughs disintegrated.
At all my jokes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's okay to say.
I don't think it is.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's what you can't say.
No, that's not it. I'll tell you at 2.
What
no.
did you Google?
You Google the wrong word.
No, that's not it. Not it.
So I could say that.
You can say that.
No, I would
Plumpkin.
Not.
What are you talking about?
It sounds
about?
Funny. I don't know what exactly that would be, but...
Annoying orange. Plumpkin.
Just a fat pumpkin.
Do you see this call that is on the line? We cannot let this call sit until next segment.
Is it Brandon?
All right, what is it? Is it Brandon?
This is John in Duxbury, but this isn't just any old John. John, explain to our audience who you are.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Yeah, I heard I won a contest.
And that contest would be?
The Jim Louth lookalike contest. I've heard you guys talk about me for years saying this stuff.
You got to be kidding me.
I was going to win a prize. He's a pretty handsome guy, I got to imagine, though.
So this would be the former CEO of Friendly's, John.
This is awesome.
Yes, it would be. Nice to talk to you guys. Yeah, I was driving around last week, and suddenly I heard my name being mentioned, and I figured I had to give you guys a call to see what the prize is.
This is going to sound weird, John, but the wallpaper on my work computer here is a picture of you.
It is.
You never underestimate the power of Friendly's of making somebody a 15-minute celebrity.
We've got to get you two guys together. We do. We got to do like a John and Jim lunch station event.
I'd be happy to do. Although I do have a beard now, I look more like a middle-aged Santa Claus.
Well, you could shave that.
tell you what, I can't tell you how many of the hot dog combos that myself and my family have eaten, the grilled cheese combo, because you put the sliced pickles with it.
I'm he's so not the angry CEO that they're anymore.
Not. I know he's not, but I used to go to the one at the Rentham Outlets. That was our favorite one.
Yeah, that was great. But hey, listen, Friendly's was a great brand. It was an honor to lead that brand for 6 years. But I've moved on. I spent some time on the West Coast. I'm back in Boston. I got a new job, actually, believe it or not, in the cannabis industry.
Oh, that's a much better industry to be in than Friendly's.
More and more like Jim Louth every moment.
Yep. It's a little out of order. I should have been in the cannabis industry before I ate all the Jim Dandies and Fribble milkshakes, I guess.
You should have been loaded up on those then.
All right. Well, John, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, John, appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks. And anytime Jim wants to get together, never enough Fall Guys you can put in one room.
All right. Well, you got a bunch of them here at the station.
Joe McGuire.
All right.
Former CEO of Friendly's.
We could have Jim grow a beard to look more like him, but Jim can't grow a beard.
Maybe we should. Is that right? He has no facial hair?
He's tried during the playoffs a couple of times. It just doesn't work.
That's great.
Oh, we need to regroup here. That's what we need to
do. I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
No, we need to have a talk.
No, you ruined it.
You're not okay.
I think 617-779-0985.
More on the Patriots coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Wendy's.
So Lacken and Bertrand.
It's a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
So Lacken and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Thank you, Twitter.
Thank you, Twitter.
I got the word.
Why did you?
They informed you of what was being talked about, so? Oh, my.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
I sure do.
Bob in Maine.
Welcome hey, Bob. To Maine.
What do you got, Bob?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Is Josh McDaniels, are they going to try to take him away? Somebody, you know, where he's developing this quarterback. And is Matt Patricia, is he any good? Or have we got good lineman coach, secondary? I want your opinion. Your true opinion.
Yeah. Okay, our true opinion, Bob. Let's do that. Let's start with Josh McDaniels.
True opinion.
Who we have already said today had an excellent game yesterday and did things that we have been asking for and looking for all year. I think it showed up on the 99-yard drive. The Patriots were going for it there.
They did everything yesterday. He showed new wrinkles, formations I've yet to see yet, and we're in week 10. Three more games like that in a row. Bang, 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 bang. This guy's calling.
The first touchdown.
He will get offered. They will grab him. They will take him unless you pay him dearly.
The first touchdown to Hunter Henry is exactly what I was asking for in the first few weeks of the season. It's like, once you get down there, can you please take a shot at the end zone with one of your big tight ends?
And how about the second one where you take the motion, flex it out, and it opens him up on a safety? And I'm like, oh, throw it to the tight end. He's there. Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
How about the fact that he threw a deep shot on first down? It was incomplete. That 99-yard drive, even the stuff that was incomplete there was first down. You're going to take a shot down the field. Beautiful.
Do you have that? Do you have
aggressive,
that call?
Up a score, using it to your advantage.
You have that call to Mr. Aguilar? I've never been more excited over an incomplete pass in my 8 years doing this. I'm like, yeah! Oh, I don't care it's incomplete. That's great. Do more. We need to take more shots.
I think Josh McDaniels has fallen into some bad traps in the red zone this year and has had some very questionable stretches. He himself has called himself out for it, to his credit.
I think he's overthought it.
After games, he's come out and he said that I was not good. I need to be better than that. He said it this year. The rise of Mac Jones in yesterday's game is further proof of the year that Josh McDaniels is having. And to answer your question, Bob, I think if he wants to leave at the end of the year and the Chicago job opens up, I think he's going to maybe be their top candidate for the gig. And it's an attractive job because it's a massive market. It's a big team, historic franchise, and they just drafted what appears to be one of the other good quarterbacks in this draft.
It gives him another dimension, something with the legs that Josh hasn't had, to where he could advance things, you know, offensively, if he would like to get into that. Yeah, because he really hasn't had the guy that could, you know, move around in the pocket, get him outside it, do some other things, misdirection, could be all in play for him.
Whew. You okay over there?
Yeah. What's the matter with people?
I can't believe someone told you. Actually, I can.
He did right away. I mean, right away.
Jimmy in New Hampshire.
Hey, Jimmy. No, say Blumkin 10 times.
No, no, yeah. No.
You see where you started, Hardy?
You know what? Safe harbor. It's after 1 p.m. Say whatever you want.
No, no. Safe harbor. We declared it.
I hereby declare this a safe harbor.
It's like earmuffs.
Right.
Safe harbor. Okay, it's declared. We have declared. It's like
post callers and all the ships at sea. Safe harbor.
This is like playing, I've said it before, it's like playing a baseball game under protest. We are having this show today under safe harbor. Thank you.
Yep. It's not our fault.
You can't do it every week.
We didn't do it.
You
didn't
do it every months. Month. A couple few times a year, declare safe harbor, you're good.
So you do think that's worse than the other
it's
thing?
Like having a coupon book. You know?
Do you think that's worse than the other thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm not even sure what the other thing is. I just
you know,
I want
to. You keep telling me, don't. Nope.
When you turn your head to the side.
Look.
And for some reason, that to me doesn't even register as being anything more than just innuendo. It's not actually meaning anything.
But you can't do innuendo. You can't do double entendre, which what I said is neither one of those things.
Right. It really isn't.
So I think I'm. I think
oh,
we're
the thing
good.
You said today.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's not. It's not innuendo or double entendre. It's
no.
Just a.
Exactly.
That's
you're proving my point.
It's a sexually graphic term.
That's
all it is. Like just straightforward.
You can't. There's nothing. There's no like wiggle room there.
I actually, wait, don't find it all that sexy.
Are there? No, definitely not.
Nothing sexy.
Are there rules against double entendre and innuendo?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the first I'm hearing of that. The hell have we been doing here for 12 plus years?
Doing our job. Doing it right.
Sort of kills fake promos.
Well, you can't celebrate.
Listen, the FCC is just happy that radio is still here. You guys still doing that thing? Okay.
We got at least one station doing really, really well out there. Let's leave them alone.
Hey, news for you guys. The day's going to come when we take your bandwidth back and give it to the cell phone company. So enjoy it while you got it. We're not going to really come down on you anymore.
I'm going there today.
You dinosaurs. That's what they're saying to us. Joey in Kingston. Hey, Joey.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Love these type of Mondays. Love these Mondays.
Hell yeah.
So got to see a nice game yesterday, a nice ass kicking, had a nice cold IPA, listened to Josie. But I want to say, to watch Mac Jones yesterday, those plays he's making, I mean, just his throws, he's gelling with his receivers. That was some amazing pass, kind of catch he made to Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only tip of the iceberg for this kid. But Beagle, you said earlier this was a statement game?
Yeah,
statement to the AFC. The Pats are back. And it's not a pipe dream. I said this last week, that we can win the AFC East.
I think it's in play.
Absolutely.
Now.
Zoe and I were sitting here on the edge of our seat waiting for that to be some sort of prank call.
Right on the edge of the seat.
The phone was too good.
It felt like it was coming.
It felt like this is not a normal caller. He's going to set us up for the.
And it wasn't the
maid in the hotel room.
That's what we thought we were going for.
Thought
you were getting the.
Okay.
Whole.
But Joey's point, it is a statement to the AFC. Not that the AFC has a defined leader at this point. Best team in the AFC. Make your case.
I wouldn't want to play him right now.
Who?
No, the Patriots. I would not want to play the Patriots.
I would right agree now with that, but who is the definitive best team in the AFC and has a rock-solid argument for it? You could pick apart every single team out there.
You can.
Including this one in the argument.
You can look at Titans. You can look at their schedule. You could look at Kansas City. And see, I keep hearing the assumption, and everybody just takes it as, you know, Kansas City will figure it out. And they're going to go like, yeah, they might. How they look, really. They're not scoring at will. When that team wants to step on the gas,
they look good easily. Last night. Didn't you text us? You texted us.
What's that?
You texted, here come the Chiefs.
Oh, I said, here come the Chiefs. Yeah. But I said, beautiful uniforms, all white. Oh, my God. They're white.
Yeah, but throwback. You were talking about them scoring points.
Yeah, you were talking about them taking the field for the first time.
Yeah, you were talking about them sort of pouring it on. And
yeah, start here.
Starting to look like what you expected them to look like.
But I don't fully believe it
yet.
This could be their off year. I think they could have it off year. I think they could. That's a team that could get what to 11-6, get in, host divisional round, and lose. Someone could pop them. Like, you don't fear them watching them.
To me,
I don't fear them when I watch them. Like 2 years ago, you feared them when you watched.
Right. We were talking like power rankings last week, and how do you power rank the AFC? Let's just ask this question: who's playing the best football right now in the AFC? And I think it's the Titans. I think it's the Patriots. And I think after last night watching the Chiefs, they could be coming around.
Yeah.
Those could be the three best, you know, in terms of who's playing in this snapshot moment, who's playing their best right now.
You have to ask, you know, of these teams, who is playing the best that they can play? And is that good enough to win the division? Like, are the Patriots playing as well as they can play right now?
No, I don't think they've hit their peak yet. I think they could play better than this, and they're playing pretty damn well.
No, that's what you kind of have to forecast, too. If you're the league and you're sitting there by tomorrow and you're looking at this, and if they believe what you just said, that the two best teams in the AFC, they're playing the best football right now, are the Titans and the Patriots. Boy, then we got a chance to flex those suckers after they play Atlanta. So you got to kind of maybe roll the dice on this and say, yeah, Belichick's the watch. Belichick versus Vrabel, that's going to be a ratings gift for us. Let's put them in a night game. Honestly, I think it's going to get flexed. I don't want it to. I like the 1 o'clock games. Love 1 o'clock games. You're done. You can watch football the rest of the day. Still got the night game, just like yesterday.
Got to find out by tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's the deadline. Yep. They have to make a decision by tomorrow.
12 days in advance of the game, you must make that call. They are discussing it internally as we speak.
Correct.
Still talking about it.
Appropriate measures are potentially being taken if need be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Teams have been alerted.
617-779-0985. More of your thoughts on the day the Patriots had yesterday. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Our speaker.
Paulie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
You got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Makes the snap against the 4-man rush. There's time. Max steps up. He throws a long ball down the right side for Aguilar. Incomplete.
He's
trailed by a pair of defenders.
I like it. Take the shot. First down. You're just getting near the 50. Good job by J.J. Taylor on the backside with Wynn to help pick up Garrett. Quarterback steps up and we go deep. Got to hit one of these.
Delpit and Johnson. Trailing for the Browns. John Johnson, one of two former Rams, signed by Cleveland, as the Browns really overturned a lot of the defensive personnel, particularly in the secondary.
It's his first incompletion of the game.
Six 617-779-0985. John is in the car today on the Patriots win yesterday. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up,
John? So we think that what do you guys think about like the AFC East? Like I was saying a couple weeks ago after the Jets win, which I got blawed at by Sugar Mass, that they'd be 8-4 going into Buffalo. Like you could probably be the second seed in the AFC and have the divisional game in Foxborough. What do you guys think?
It's in play.
Well, you control it. There would still be a wild card game, though.
You would have to win the division to host wild card weekend. You will not get the bye.
Only the top team gets the bye.
I don't like the rule. I like the fact that there was a second team that could always fight for that second bye. I think you earned that. I guess it's tough to throw, you know, a bunch of teams there in the mix in wild card weekend and only have one sitting there watching.
So I would say the division is not just in play because of the record and having the same amount of wins as Buffalo. It's in play because you look at this team yesterday and you say, okay, they've really got something here. It's more about how you feel about the way they're playing than it is just the record.
Yeah, they're not like squeaking by, you win on a block kick, you know, something like that, or another team implodes. That was a thorough ass kicking yesterday. All three phases. You kicked their ass.
Of the AFC playoff picture, every team outside of the Titans, the current number one seed, has 6 wins or fewer.
It's amazing.
There's no other team with more wins than the Patriots that are ahead of them in the standings.
Boy, Chiefs quickly got the 6-4 there, huh? They were sub 500, and then bang, they're right there leading the West.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Raiders. Way to go, Denver. Denver could create some problems out West.
Scott, New Hampshire. Hey, yeah, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, so just real quick before I go to my question, I just want to shout out to Stevie DeRusso. He's the Manchester fire captain that was in that fire a week or so ago and is recovering right now in Mass General Hospital. If you haven't heard, he had 40% burns across his body.
Wow.
And he's doing okay. He's got another surgery coming up, but just want to send a thought out to him.
No problem. Speedy recovery.
So the thing I wanted to talk about, actually, was the play of N'Keal Harry yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I know everyone's been kind of down on him, you know, as a receiver, and I think he's starting to come along. I think that some of the things that happened with Cam Newton at the helm kind of set him back a little bit. But I think yesterday, I mean, the block on Myles Garrett, he just knocked him right off his feet. It was unbelievable. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that, guys, and once again, thanks again to Stevie.
That's his strength.
Good. Thanks, Scott.
That's his strength. He was the first receiver in the huddle on the opening snap. He was out there play number one for your offense. Now, as I watch the game and you start to see trends in that, I think it's 97% run when he's in the game. That's sort of an indicator for really good defenses. That's a good defense with two big defensive ends. You know he's in a tight split. You see Mac Jones looking at him, give him the heel flip to cut it down even more. Garrett knows he's right there, and then boom, just ear holes him. His strength is blocking. That's not what you want in a first-round receiver. That's the problem. That is the problem here. Now, I mean, I don't know where it's trending in the right direction just because he makes a good catch a game. That's what receivers are supposed to do. Supposed to make like 5 of those a game. 5 great catches. That's a great catch on the go route. Junk time, junk yards. But he made the catch. He had good blocks. He blocks past the whistle. He's nasty. He actually gets nasty with the and I think that's part of, I don't want to say the intimidation part of it, but like, oh God, no safety wants this guy blocking 12 yards downfield and hitting you in the side of the head after the whistle, but he does a little of that. Maybe that's part of his game where it's good. I think take what you can get from this guy right now.
Jeff is in Nashville. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey.
What a game yesterday. Matt, you know, I've said it's a comparison to Montana for limited reasons, but the thing I do recall, and my dad used to tally him up during the games, is Montana would be like 17 for 19 or 23 for 25, and the precision was just exceptional. So there's a lot to get excited about. But I did want to clear up. I heard you guys throwing around this side issue, and since I'm the one who brought it to everybody's attention,
that's true.
Just to be clear, the whole side Cabeza comment was only a question to clarify that Corey Dillon wasn't happy with Fleeger's question. But I got to give you guys props. You learn something new every day on the show. So thank you to Zoe. Thank you to Hardy and the Urban Dictionary. I stand corrected. I always thought country blumpkin was derogatory.
Why does he do that to us?
Because he knows it's safe harbor and he can.
Oh, we did declare it today.
We declared safe harbor.
My football coaches are cracking up. They laugh. How did you not know that?
Corey Dillon did give the tilt of the head to a question, I believe. I think that's why that conversation had started. not giving, didn't give him the, you know, the side eye.
Sure.
Right? It was an entire head tilt. He gave not side eye, but side head. That's what he did. He tilted his entire head. Sort of that look like, what are you asking? Or what did you just ask me? One of those deals. Right? That's what it was, though. Why are you laughing?
He can't.
I'm not doing it.
He can't do it. Great idea.
Hey, tough week for Brady to have his Man in the Arena debut, by the way.
Because you know he's watch?
Well, no, you know that he's going to be wanting to promote the crap out of it.
Right.
And it is not going to look great having lost two straight.
Play better.
Spending all your time on social media today and tomorrow promoting that it debuts tomorrow on ESPN Plus.
Play better.
And the rookie that Belichick got, the fifth quarterback taken in the draft, is playing for a team that's won four straight.
Rookie of the year.
I'll tell you what's a real issue, though, with Man in the Arena is that they are going to post one episode per week.
It's
a long 10 weeks.
The issue is the platform.
That's a problem. It's not a popular enough platform.
So I'm not, but I just think the overall,
like, if everyone Netflix, the overall, like, you'd be like, oh, okay, Netflix.
I don't feel like I have to watch this.
I'll watch it.
You know, when the Tiger Woods documentary came out, it's like, I have to watch this. And it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but it was still really, really good. Do you have to watch this?
Yeah, if you're a Patriots fan,
and there's history there, and you're getting details of what it was that year. Yes.
I don't know.
You're going to love it. Details. Patriots fans are going to love it.
The whole Bledsoe Brady thing.
I watched the first three.
That transition was huge. That was.
They're good.
Organization altering.
But now I'm pissed because I have to wait a month to see four.
Relax there.
I feel like they should dump them all on one day.
I'd like to binge watch.
It's like Ted Lasso. You just sit there and you watch one after the other after the other.
You got Ted Lasso on the brain
Ted
now.
Ted Lasso. Again. I mean, it's a lot. It's a big Ted Lasso.
How does Ted Lasso release? Do they put the entire season up on one day?
It's up.
Or is it weekly?
He doesn't know.
It's weekly.
The streaming services used to just put an entire season up. Wasn't that their way of doing business?
Yeah. I don't think Apple does that.
Is it Apple TV? I don't even know. Yeah.
All right. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways coming up momentarily here on Zolak and Bertrand. Patriots with a blowout win yesterday, 45-7 over the Cleveland Browns. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Patriots with a 45-7 blowout win.
No, I thought so. I thought you had a thought. You were sitting there.
That makes me happy.
You're going to have a thought on something.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
There's some thoughts. Before we get to today's takeaways, were there any other thoughts from the weekend of things that were going on in Boston sports that caught your attention? This might be the time to mention them. We'll get more into it tomorrow. There's a few items. One is, did you happen to notice who was starting both games for the Bruins in their back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, away at New Jersey and home last night against Montreal?
Swayman?
That would be the Swayman.
After we thought, well, back-to-backs, going to utilize both the goaltenders there, right?
Mm. Not the case. Jeremy Swayman improved to 8-0-0 at TD Garden. He continues to be perfect at home. And also, they got the win on Saturday, too. I'm just sort of curious if anyone's you know, taking stock of that, taking notice of that.
They play again when?
Now they have an entire week off and they play on Saturday.
This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Monday, you're going to sit for 5 days now.
And I think it's for nothing other than he's playing better than Linus Allmark.
Yeah. People are pissed about him, man. Jesus.
I was wondering, I thought, oh, was something wrong? Is Allmark hurt? Nope. Just not that good.
Yeah. See, but the assumption is when Tuukka comes back, you don't want to whiz away $5 million that it's easy to put Swayman down. What if he's playing well? And Tuukka comes back. What are you going to do?
Could they have spent the money they spent on Allmark on another defenseman? Could they have done
yes.
that? Yes. Do you think maybe that could have been the move?
Of course.
Now, that would require having some real balls, right? Like taking the risk of, oh, Swayman could blow up in our faces. What we saw last year might not be real. But because they didn't fully believe in him, which they didn't, there's no other way around that. The Bruins did not believe in Swayman. That's why they went out and they signed Allmark. That's why they have Tuukka Rask at their facility right now. They don't believe in the kid.
Sure, come on in, Tuukka.
And they're wrong not to believe in him. And they spent $5 million on Allmark. For what? So that when they get to a big back-to-back weekend, including a game against Montreal, they can bench him and play the kid.
Well,
kid's playing better.
It's also to protect yourself, too, though, right?
Great.
Like, what if Tuukka's head's not right? What if, you know what? It's just not worth it. I don't feel great. I'm close, but it's not going to work.
Which I would say is fine, but the problem is the Bruins haven't exactly hit it out of the park in the draft, so they're lacking young talent. And one of the spots where they have the young talent is at goalie, and they blew that, too. They couldn't make up for their lack of talent in other places on their roster because they didn't have any guts. No guts to go with the kid. Already backfiring. It's the middle of November. Congratulations. When's Tuukka working out again at Warrior? Awesome.
All eyes on Tuukka.
That's a weekend thought for you. We'll have more on the Celtics tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Celtics are in, I think Celtics are in Atlanta Wednesday night. Downtown.
Is that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to the game?
I don't know. I mean, depending on when we get in and all that stuff, I don't think we'd be able to make it until after.
Everything's close. It's all right next to each other there, right?
Well, the airport's not. Airport's out of the way.
Oh, you're staying at the airport?
No, we're staying with the team.
Where are they staying?
They're staying where they always stay. Super Bowl hotel.
Close to everything.
Yeah.
You can go to the games, though.
But, I mean, by the time you get there, we're not leaving until after 4.
Oh, then never mind.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get there.
No, you're not going to.
But they are there that night.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken When Eating Weight Loss, proud partners of Davio's. New menu at Apex Entertainment, too. They're doing a great job with Greg Bedard, proud partners of the Boston Red Sox. You can get your first consultation today. There's 7 locations. Check them out, awaken180weightloss.com.
To the takeaways we go, including some really odd moments from today's show.
You got a sister, don't you?
Yeah.
You ever kiss your sister?
Oh, sure.
Like, you don't forget ties.
They say
dumbass.
They say, like, a tie is kissing your sister, yeah. But as I like to say, you ever see my sister? Not that you could do a lot worse.
Mine, too. I noticed that at the airport last
week. Okay.
Breastfeeding stations.
Tell us more.
Did you go in?
No, stop it. Like, well, that's neat. That's kind of cool to have. Instead of, like, they have to put the drape over them, you can go in a nice area.
I think it's disgusting.
Of course.
God's sake, would you cover yourself?
That's why they have the stations. It's a private area.
I don't even like seeing it.
They end up like Alan.
I don't even want to see the station.
Then you like end up like Alan from the
going
Hangover.
On in there.
Then like Alan from the Hangover just sits there and stares.
I think Mac Jones is like, what did you call him last week? Baby assassin or something? What were we talking about last week?
Baby assassin?
Yeah, there was something about that on the show. We were talking about it. There was a caller who sort of brought it up.
Baby-faced assassin?
Baby-faced assassin, something like that.
Not baby killer.
No, it's not baby killer. Nope. That's not what he is.
Nope. Don't you come home, Bill Baby.
Didn't even have to get into the pumpkin commercials.
Nope.
Pumpkin Dunkin'.
We did not. No. We did not.
Nope.
I got to go home and research this.
I don't think you do. I think that's one. You
What's
know what it means
people,
now.
Man? What's the matter with
you? Just stay away from it. Stay away.
Gross.
More thoughts coming up tomorrow on this Patriots win over Cleveland, but they're on to Atlanta. It's a short week. Short week here. And again, we'll get into the other teams and things that are happening tomorrow as well. Join us then. Felger and Maz are next. Have a great afternoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.